Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr.
Hey guys, excited to have you join us on another one of these Business of Digital podcast episodes. I know that you have a reason why you came up with this one, but as we were chatting, as we tend to do before we record, it got me thinking about how important this topic was, and basically, it may be tedious for business owners to go in and make little updates to Google with the correct hours, or if they have wrong hours and fixing it. You know, what are your hours for spring break, or this or that, or whatever. And I know that, you know, this idea came to you from a recent vacation that you were on, but it got me thinking, Dave, about how, you know, I recently took a trip to the Big Island, and this was like towards the middle of May, I think. And, you know, there was still a lot of COVID. Well, I mean, there's still to this day a lot of COVID restrictions going on the Hawaiian Islands. And so it was no different when we were there. And so this was a big deal because when we were going to make reservations, or we were seeing if certain things were open, you know, it made a difference of where we booked or where we ate or what we did or who we called, because if I could see that a business owner hadn't really touched their accounts in a while, or didn't give any kind of COVID update, or is there any kind of outdoor seating area? Are we still open for outdoor takeout? Are we, you know, like exactly how are we doing it all? You know, those businesses got passed up and they got overlooked. And then also it was frustrating because there were some where, you know, they would say one thing on the website, and then we did get to their place, and it was completely different, or you had to have a reservation, but they didn't say anything on their listing that you had to have a reservation or you'd be turned away. And so that's the kind of stuff that frustrates people, and that's the kind of stuff that gets negative reviews written about you. And so that's kind of just was my intro to this and my experience with this, Dave. And I just found it so much easier to be, you know, to, when I'm going through Google and when I'm looking at, you know, where we're going to eat and all this kind of stuff that I was talking about, I just found it so much more refreshing when these businesses were taking that time and going through that little bit of extra effort.
Well, and it's part local SEO. You could say it's local SEO, but it's also just making it easy for me to give you money and to shop there to support your business.
Exactly. I'm trying to give you money, people.
I'm trying to come and, you know, visit your restaurant, your business, your miniature golf place, you know, water park, whatever it is, you know. And if you don't have hours listed on your website, or like you said, I would notice that I would have to go to different places to find pictures and different places to find hours. And then the hours would be different and the address would be different. And there's no consistency. This isn't just for, you know, your Google locate, like, you know, to be in the map pack and your local SEO. This is for me, the user, who's like, where the heck are you? What are your hours? Are you even open?
Well, and making it easy for the thing that you just said that made me think of it is if you have multiple locations in, you know, overlapping areas or certain areas, make it very clear on your listings which area this is at, because there were several of them where we made a reservation and we did everything, we did our due diligence and we tried to figure out the address and things like that, but the reservation that we made ended up being in the town that was like 15 minutes north, that location, you know what I mean? And so it's like, that's the kind of frustrating stuff. But
yeah, we needed a coffee one morning. Well, my wife did. And on the way somewhere, it was like typed in a Starbucks. And as we're about to pull into where it is, she was like, yeah, this Starbucks is in that hotel. I'm not going to that one. She's like, I want one with the drive-through and I want one with blah, 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 because the hotel ones don't have whatever, or they don't do something.
The good news is it was Starbucks, right? So you found one on the other corner. No, just kidding.
So there was one two or three miles down the road somewhere, and it wasn't actually out of the way. It was actually the one we it should have taken us to, because this one was out of the way. Way to go. I don't know if it was Apple Maps or Google Maps, whatever maps we were using. Bad. Didn't work. It didn't help us that morning too much. But yeah, it's like knowing if it was in a hotel was something that would have mattered. There was one place where we were trying to play miniature golf, and we were like, I had five different miniature golf places. We were trying to figure out one, where's the location, what are the hours, how much does it cost, you know, how busy do we think it is? Is it even on the way from where we think we might be going? And some of the places just didn't have a lot of information, yeah. You know, and it's like, you're not making it easy. Why do I have to go to your Google page, you know, look you up in your Google.
And I find it very hard.
Or your Facebook listing to get your hours when it should be on your website.
Well, yeah. And I find it very hard to give my money to people that make it, you know, or not very hard. Very annoying to give my money to people that make it hard for me to give it to them. That's what I'm trying to say.
And what's funny is the worst offenders of this is casinos and big hotels.
Yeah.
Like, they don't treat each of their little restaurants and, you know, their little sundry place, the little deli, or, you know, place you can get coffee, or like, they don't treat them as separate entities or separate businesses. They just treat them as one page, and you can't find any information.
Yeah. I'm so glad that you said that, because that was one of my biggest frustrations at the resort that we were staying at, trying to find any information on Google Maps about, you know, there was like seven different types of restaurants or cafes or whatever in the resort. The resort wasn't giving me any good information, and I was trying to go to Google, and yeah, exactly what you were saying. Like, that's a very good point. And it's something that I guess if any SEOs or any marketing people that are doing this kind of work for major resorts or hotels, you know, that's something that they could, probably
all their
fixed.
Content sucks.
Yeah, your content sucks.
Sucks. Your fix user it. Experience sucks.
But then again, they might be like, well, we're a
hotel.
I
can't find anything on it. You create such limited, crappy pages for them. And well, and the other thing, throwing hotels under the bus, but also businesses in general. When's the last time you updated that PDF?
Yeah.
That menu from 2017, even though you've upped prices and you've dropped five things off the menu.
Well, especially when you call up trying to do takeout and you're ordering something, they're like, we don't serve that. Well, it says on your menu that's on your web. Oh, really? Oh, we haven't updated that.
Well,
I
know. Picked that hotel based on me doing some research on some of the activities on the weekend, because we were debating about what we were going to do on the first day there. And it was a Saturday. I'm like, well, we could go see movies. We could go to a theme park. We could do this. And I was like, oh, there's all these activities going on around the hotel on that Saturday. Oh, okay. I get there and I start asking them about it that night. And like, oh, we were looking at for this and this. We wanted to see what time. They're like, well, where did you find that? And I'm like, on the website. And I scroll to it, and eventually I find the PDF, and they're like, oh, well, that was from spring break. I'm like, well, let me look at the page on the website. Doesn't say anything about spring break. Doesn't say anything about spring break in context around the PDF. Doesn't say anything about spring break or dates on the PDF, because I looked. It just said spring.
This is
at
funny.
The hotel. Didn't have dates. Didn't have any sort of context that it was not, you know, during spring, not spring break. And I found two things like that where they just completely didn't update and dropped the ball.
Well, now I know why, when you were telling me how much you loved, quote unquote, loved your theme park experience with Universal. Now it's all making sense.
Well, this was the hotel. This wasn't even that place.
Well, I know that, and that's why I'm saying it's just adding to.
Yeah, I know. I was already frustrated because there was supposed to be certain things, and then there was some things. Like, there was some of those things. They're like, oh, well, we do this and this on the web. You know, where did you find it? On your website? When? Last week. It's still there now. Look at my phone. Oh, well, that's wrong. Well, it's been wrong. It's like spring break, according to you, was a month ago. So this is over a month old. Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, we should probably take that down. No kidding.
Well, and a lot of them, too, what I've noticed, like, especially in Hawaii, they were allowed to be open, but they could only be open, like, certain days or something like that. I can't remember exactly how it worked. But, like, So you wanted to make a reservation on a Sunday, or you get there on a Sunday and it shows that they're open, and so you're trying to call. And then anyway, long story short, you find out that that's one of the days that they're closed because of COVID, but they haven't said anything about it. And so, like, that's the kind of stuff that needs to be addressed. That's the kind of stuff that's frustrating.
And just think about any place you keep your hours, you know, if you, depending on what type of business you are, if you're a restaurant or, you know, even some sort of accountant and you know, have different things, restrictions or rules or days open or, you know, or even if you know, you're going on a vacation or you know, in the event that there's something that happens where it takes you away unexpectedly and you need to, you know, leave town and you're the only person at your company or your accountant agency or whatever it is, you know, short of emailing people, what if someone else wants to come and give you business and you haven't updated things and you're closed? Make a list of everywhere you have profiles. Keep that list somewhere. So if you have a Yelp profile, a TripAdvisor profile, you know, a G2, you know, a Get app, Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, you know, your Google My Business, your website, keep a list of sites and places that are relevant to you and your business so that in the event that you need to update something for COVID or update something for an emergency or update something for whatever reason, you know, seasonality, maybe you change, you know, you have different, like certain restaurants around here have different hours, they're open a little bit later, or, you know, during the holidays, you can change things back and forth. Keep a list so that you know where to go and what to update when you need to. So, you can keep up with the Joneses and keep us from, you know, whining about you on everything and saying, well, we tried to go there. And I've actually seen a lot of reviews that aren't, some of them are nitpicky about, you know, they didn't have staff, it was a bad experience. And it's like, come on, people are just reopening, they don't have full staff, give them a break. But I don't give a break on the, we went there, the website said they are open, they weren't.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's all on you.
Well, I was going to say we have been doing a lot of the whining part of it, but let me just, you know, a couple things that I noticed that were good. I know that when we were recently in California, we would do research, same thing, to figure out, you know, because again, this was before more restrictions were let up, and I know that certain days they, you know, couldn't be open or they had to restrict that or something to that. But anyway, we were doing our research, and I would really appreciate those that, you know, in their Google listings that would go and take the time. There's an area where you can make a note, like a message from the business owner or whatever it might be, where, hey, we have outdoor dining, we can keep this much people, usually these are the busy times. Or, and then I liked, you know, that they would include pictures and showing like what they would do for keeping separate sections up. Or anyway, you could, my point is, you could see those business owners that took this part of it that we're talking about serious, and it made it much easier on people like me or people like Dave that are on vacation or that are looking to go to places, get food, do things, whatever it might be. Made it so much easier for us, and made it so much more of a pleasurable, you know, more pleasurable experience. And you know, those kind of places I tend to tip better too. So those are just my thoughts on it. Final thoughts? Well,
it's just making it for travelers in general. If I don't know the space, or even if around here, you know, it's like if I want to go somewhere new, or if we're not sure what's going on, like, it should just be common practice to update those things. Also, why don't you have that basic information on your website? Why don't you have it everywhere? So whether I'm looking at your website, if I can't find, and this is, you know, back to the hotels and those types of places, if you have multiple, like, locations like that, or if you just have multiple locations, period, do you make it easy for people to understand what the hours are for each of the locations? I've come across websites that have like two or three restaurant locations, and it'll just say the address or the hour. It'll say the addresses for all of them and then the hours. But then you come to find out, especially with me and my breweries, one is a tap room and they only serve food until this time, but it really wasn't mentioned on the website very well.
Yeah, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about.
All three of their locations have food, great. Or this one has food, but it doesn't say that they stop serving food 1 or 2 hours earlier and not when they close. I'm like, oh, well, I get there, you know, 10 minutes after last call for food, thinking I can get food, and oh, look, I can't. Yet there was nothing on the website. The only reason I noted is because as I walked up to the door, it says it on the door. Well, why wasn't that on the website? Like anything you would have on your menu and on your storefront, you know, those questions that Google asks you and that, you know, Facebook asks you, it's like, what are your hours? What's your address? What's that stuff? Make all of that consistent and easy to find.
Now, listen, everybody, too, so people don't yell at us, Dave. Just so people don't yell at us. Like, and also, we understand there's staffing shortage issues right now. Like, we get it. You may not have time. But we're just trying to help you understand, make some time for this because it is super important. Eventually, things will get back to normal. Eventually, people will want jobs again. People will be staffed again. Things will go back to how they were. And so, you know, even if you remember this conversation that we've had right now, then make sure that you're doing this.
You should have a list of all of the places that you need to monitor anyway.
Absolutely. So there you go.
If you don't monitor your Facebook, your Yelp, your Twitter, your whatever, you don't ever think about that. One, why do you have them?
Yeah.
But, you know, just think about the different places that in the event of, you know, you having to close or change hours, where do you need to change it? How do you change it? And I'm not saying, you know, I expect you to go to every single little website that takes that, you know, scrapes from the data centers that there are from Foursquare, and there's three different. I think one got bought. I think there's three different ones.
Three different,
now. Data sources that you can use, like a Bright Local, Moz, and stuff, and, you know, spit it out there, and Yext does it too. But I'm not expecting every single one of those to get propagated immediately. I'm talking about the big ones that most people and you regularly
update. Most people are going to either look at Google or Yelp.
TripAdvisor type place. You know,
and probably 99% of it is Google and Yelp. So
yeah. I mean, if you change it in the big ones that you regularly monitor and get business from, interact with, just update those. But have that list, so you know where to update things in the event that you do need to change your hours, in the event that you do need to change something. Don't have it, you're not going to do it. And update your PDFs.
There, what Dave said.
And add context to it, darn it.
Please,
yeah, that was the thing that when they told me that, oh, that was spring break, I was like, literally, nothing on this thing says spring break.
Yeah.
Nothing on that page said spring break. It was like activities for the spring.
So please, guys, stop frustrating Dave. Myself, too.
It was just like I told the kid that he could do all these things, and now I'm like holding my hands up going, sorry, they suck at marketing. Like, how do you explain that to a 7-year-old?
You don't.
Sorry, they lied.
For Dave Rohr with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt Siltel with Avalanche Media. And thank you, for reals, guys, for joining us. As always, a reminder, we are on iTunes. Go and give us a 5-star review. It helps. We love it. And speaking of reviews and all that stuff, right? So
yep.
See you guys later. Bye-bye.